wipe some dust off this couch.
I know. Been a minute, boys. Episode 9 in the books right now. We got Brody, Riker back at
We're back.
Let's go, guys.
Welcome to the TDV.
Let's go.
Guys, welcome to segment one right here. We got Mr. Brody right here, all the way from Naples, Florida. But originally, where are you from, Brodster?
Originally, I'm born and raised in Kansas City, just a little town outside of Kansas City called Gardner, Kansas. I lived there for 13 years, and then we moved down here for COVID. So, yeah. Been here ever since.
And we got Riker back on the pod again.
I'm back. You guys know me. You guys know all about me. I don't got to say much.
Yeah, guys, it's been a minute, but I hope you guys are really tuned for the next couple episodes. I mean, I know I got a lot lined up here for TDV, but I want to go right into like NBA finals, NHL finals. Guys, Florida Panthers, back-to-back winners. How do we feel about that? I'm going to start off with you, Riker.
I mean, come on now. That's so hype. I mean, 2 years in a row, when's the last time somebody did that?
And we only lost two players on the roster, and we just clutched up Brad Marchand all the way from Boston. I don't know if you know much about Puck, Brody, but crazy stuff, man, back to back. But I do know what you do know a lot about, which is NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Big basketball player over here, guys. What do you think about the finals? Obviously, we got a game 6 going on right as we're filming.
Yeah, super hyped for the Pacers. It's been a while since they've been anywhere. I mean, OKC, same for them, but I don't know.
They got a young team, right?
Oh, yeah, both of them do.
Crazy young team, and that coach actually took another team to the finals 1 year for Indiana. I forget what team. Do you remember? Anyways, great coach on the Pacers. Same thing with OKC. Congrats to them for both getting that far, and I think OKC is going to take that, so both of the favorites are going to take both of those. But we got a big football season coming up. We got June 15th, which is every sophomore in the United States getting to – you could explain about
it. Yeah, it's just how it works. It's like halfway through the year. If you're a sophomore in high school going into your junior season and you're a football player, the day June 15th is the day that you can officially start getting offers. So if you see – sophomores, you know, like posting all their stuff, that's what's going on.
So guys, if you guys see all those posts on the story and stuff like that, it has a better chance of being true this time. So hopefully we get some truth. Obviously a lot of people post on stories and stuff like that, you know, but
JJ Spawn
plus 1250. I don't know if you guys know anything about sports betting, but if you were to put a dollar on it, 125 bucks is coming your way. $10K on it, you're worth a millionaire, 1.25 million. But guys, I got a bunch of other stuff lined up. So I'm going to go into our first one, and it's about water parks, because I just find water parks interesting, especially the new ones. Like, have you guys ever seen the ones, you know, like on Royal Caribbean, the ones on cruise ships? The ones all the way even on the private islands of cruise ships, and even Volcano Bay at Universal. You know, we got a lot of like theme parks over here in Florida. But have you guys ever been to Volcano Bay or anything?
I haven't. I think I got a trip at the end of the summer. I'm going to go hit up Volcano Bay, and I'm super excited about that.
I heard it's insane, to say the least. And even the new park, Epic Universe, you guys got to go check that out. Crazy stuff. They have Super Nintendo World and everything like that. So that's going to be, you know, super hype for the state of Florida. A lot of new tourists coming in. But my point of bringing up this topic is to go all the way back to 1973 when a park opened called Action Park all the way in New Jersey. Now, this park was nuts, to say the least. I mean, they paid some of their lifeguards to go down water slides that they were building that were just completely crazy. Like, one had a full just loop, and it was a black slide, probably sliding down 50 feet. You go right into a loop. And there was many reports of these lifeguards getting paid $100 to go down it, and their teeth would come out at the bottom of it.
And that's like, wow. they the slides weren't even finished yet, and they were putting the lifeguards down?
Yep, to test it. How crazy is that?
Wow, that's crazy.
Broken noses, blood rushing down the thing. So, I mean, crazy stuff. But let alone, that was just one of the incidents, because there was many other injuries throughout the time Action Park was there in New Jersey, and it later closed, I want to say, probably 5 years later. People drowned in the wave pools and stuff like that. Just a bunch of tragedy that happens at a park like that.
Yeah, there was a water park actually in Kansas City that some, it was like the tallest.
Oh, Schlitterbahn, right?
Schlitterbahn, exactly. Tallest slide in the world. Kid went down. It's like straight drop. Kid got stuck in the netting.
Decapitated, and like, right?
Yep, decapitated.
Crazy stuff, guys. The guy who built it, the architect of it, they locked him up, removed it, and they said that he wasn't over the weight, like you need like over 350 pounds, and he was in the front. The whole thing was just, you know, a liability on them.
Yeah.
But crazy stuff. But to switch gears from there, we're going to go into AI, because a lot of new advancements in AI. Any that you guys think
of? Yeah, no, I've been seeing these little, like the new trend, the new meme on like TikTok is the Sasquatch AI, and they're doing like crazy things.
Oh my, those are awesome. You've seen that?
Yeah, because that AI video has gotten like so, I think it's the Google Gemini AI.
Yep.
Has gotten so like advanced, it almost looks real. I saw one the other day, I forgot, it was like waves and a boat on the ocean, and I swear I thought it was real.
Dude, they actually do look super realistic, and you know our government has to be scared. All governments have to be scared. If you catch, you know, some world leader saying some crazy stuff and it's not actually real, how could you verify if something like that's fake?
Right.
Knowing that it's getting so well, I mean, crazy stuff. And another thing that's crazy about it is the water usage. I don't know if you guys know about that.
No, it's the water usage.
So every single time you go into AI, ChatGPT, Gemini, whatever software you want to use, and there's a millions, maybe billions people on the software, especially ChatGPT. So when you're basically inputting things, it has to process it through a bunch of computers. And those computers are cooled usually by fans, right? You know, like PCs. Now they cool these ones by water. And there's been conspiracy theories saying that they don't recycle the water, this and that. But that's how they cool these systems. And they're saying every single time you want like an essay or something, it's like 2 gallons of water.
Oh, wow. What? No, that's kind of crazy. I didn't think about that at all.
I mean, let alone me. I'm probably wasting millions of gallons of water per year, especially on the school year for everybody. I don't know about you guys. I mean, that's crazy stuff to know that how much water is being used. Because now they're making crazy stuff even with, this kid was playing like music and they're crossfading it with different beats. And tell them about that.
Yeah, new app came out today. We're actually sponsored by Mixie today. It's a new app dropped today. You pick a song, you pick another song, you cross them over with the beat and the lyrics. This is a fun little app that me and Brody have been playing with a little bit.
So guys, we're gonna put everything from Mixie into the description. Thank you guys for, you know, reaching out to us. We really appreciate it, guys. If you guys want to go check out the software, basically you put in two songs, whatever two you guys want, Apple Music, Spotify, and it basically takes out the vocals and puts it into a beat of a different song. So it's super cool. And also, if you guys want to check out other AI functions and stuff like that, I mean, you can make your own songs with just a couple words on AI and even videos and crazy stuff. But with that topic of AI going away, we got some other stuff to unravel. Welcome to segment two, guys. I want to talk about Iran because this is a major topic, especially right now. Obviously, Israel attacked them. They, you know, revolted, attacked back. And people are saying, especially the leader of Israel, Netanyahu, says that Trump kind of like backed them in this whole decision, which I really don't disagree with. You know, if Iran has nuclear weaponry, we're kind of in trouble. Obviously, Breaker was saying they tweeted out some stuff. I kind of want to hear what they said.
No, because I haven't, like, I'm not super, like, in the loop, like, seeing all the stuff, but I'm seeing all their, like, tweets, like, saying, like, everyone will feel it, or, like, I don't know, just, like...
The one where they're, like, tonight will be a night to remember for centuries, or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much, like,
so
stuff like that.
They're sick in the head to start with, and the reason that I think that they are is because, you know, obviously, big Muslim country, no problem, but Shahada is one of the things where it's not a political, religion, it's a political system, and I know Brody knows a lot about that, too, because they have no fear anywhere to just die on the spot for their religion.
They'll die for the religion, exactly.
Crazy stuff, but like, it's still ongoing, and there's really, like, nothing that, you know, the U.S., there's no reason why we should get involved yet, because there hasn't been any threats other than our embassies catching a little missile damage in, you know, Israel. But, like, crazy topic, and then in the midst of everything, Elon Musk and Trump beefing, like, they're just going at it on X and everything like that. Like, I just think it's kind of childish, because I'm a big fan of Elon. I know he has a Tesla, so I, because Teslas are crazy cars. So I mean, we got a smart guy. Elon's a smart dude. SpaceX, we're doing crazy stuff. You know, better stuff than NASA. But I mean, what do you guys think about the beef and everything with all these like countries and stuff like that? Even with Elon.
I mean, it's crazy stuff. I mean, like, it's that war's over there. I mean, I really hope the USA doesn't get involved. And you just got to look on the brighter side. Like, we're not involved. That's good. Like,
wait. What brighter side are you talking about? Because I don't know if you viewers know, but this kid's dad right here, Mr. Brody, his dad, Mr. Corey Adams, started a podcast named The Brighter Side. Now, we're civil right now, guys, but I wouldn't like to be overtaken in subscribers by the Brighter Side podcast. So, if you guys could go hit the like button and subscribe. I mean, TDV on top right now. Riker knows.
Absolutely, TDV on top. Come on. We'll convert this guy eventually. We're glad to have him. We hope it really, like,
for sure,
he sees the orange and starts bleeding it, you know?
Exactly. I swear, I'm literally on, like, a rampage. Every single little thing that I see orange, I will get. I literally got this Astro jerseys. I was in Houston. I was like, dude, love the orange. Gotta go with it. Every weird thing.
Phone case,
dude. I'm getting the weirdest stuff. Hats. Everything I'm getting, like,
exactly.
Recently.
Rep out orange. Orange means TDV.
Exactly.
TDV is where you want to be.
That's how it's, yeah, exactly. Not brighter side, little yellow, little sun. We don't really know about that. I mean, he's got some cool, you know, guests on and everything like that, but I don't know. You want to rep TDV, and we got some crazy stuff in the works. New clothing. We're getting, you know, close to Lululemon quality. And
yeah.
I don't know, what does your father have for merchandise?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, guys, we got some crazy stuff to unravel. All right, guys, if you made it to the end, I really appreciate it so much. We got some crazy stuff planned. I got, you know, episode 10 of Banger, this, that. But I want to, you know, talk about a little bit of kind of like a saying that me and Riker kind of came up with. It's called hashtag rep orange.
Hashtag rep orange. That's our new hashtag. If you're like to support TDV, just come on, like, put the hashtag in a post, you know, rep the orange, like, come on.
I mean, how could you not mess with this color? I mean, it's honestly one of the best colors I've seen in a while. But guys, we got some crazy stuff planned, like I said earlier. If you guys could like and subscribe and maybe even share and stay tuned for all the future episodes. Thank you for Brody coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're glad
me, guys.
To have you, Brody.
Yeah.
Thank you for Riker always joining us again. And just remember, hit that subscribe button. I will tag everything below in the description, all the sponsors and everything like that. And let's get running, boys. Come on, let's clap
TDV
this one up,
we
boys.
Out.
Living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The